Hello, everyone. This is Margie Wilkinson, chair of the Pacifica National Board, and we are meeting for the last time in our in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. It is February 9th, 10th? What day is it?
10th.
And it's approximately 10 minutes to 1 in Washington. And this is a public session to do a couple of things. We're going to... I'm going to read you a report out explaining what we did while we were in executive session this weekend, and then I'm going to we're going to talk about committee assignments, and if we have time, we'll talk about committee reports. So I'll try and do this as quickly as possible. This motion was passed by the PMB just moments ago. During its February in-person meeting, the PMB met in executive session to consider personnel matters, privileged advice from counsel, and information relating to engagement of services whose premature disclosure may compromise the legitimate business interests of the foundation. I know people object to executive session time, and so we want to explain to you why it's necessary for us to meet in executive session. The next item on the agenda is the committee assignments, and I don't know where the...
May I be recognized?
There's a staff.
There is?
May I have my hand up?
There's no question on the floor.
There's no question on the floor. There's no...
Whenever it's appropriate, I have a point of personal privilege.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Soon as the
okay. All right. Benito, what is your point of personal privilege?
I don't want to interrupt what you're doing, though.
I do.
Okay. What is your point of personal privilege?
I disagree with that report out. It lacks a lot of specificity as to what went on and certainly the nature of what went on there.
Okay. So Kim Kaufman from KPFK wishes to disassociate herself from the report. Serene.
I actually have a motion on committee reports. Serene Roberts, WBI. I have a motion on committee reports, but Luzette does have her hand up, and I don't know if it's up.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'll call on Benito and then Luzette and then Serene in that order. Benito.
Thank you. I just want to say, and note for the record, I guess, that it took me at least 1.5 years, something like that, of being on the LSB at PFW. My name is Benito from PFW here in D.C., and it took me at least a year or 1.5 years of being on the LSB before the first time that the first attempt to censure me. So in taking that in that context, I want to, how should I put this? I want to give a special recognition to Jose Luis Fuentes for being able to reach that point at his first meeting.
Madam Chair, that's out of order.
Okay, out of order. That was not appropriate. As discussed in executive session.
And it's not accurate.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yeah, Brian.
We voted on our report out.
That's it.
In the future vote to report out additional things, but people can't individually choose what to report out, and we should not be calling speakers on this item.
Okay.
Thank you.
I stand corrected.
No more on the report out. Thank you.
There's more.
Chair.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Thank you.
It's just a point of order.
What is your point of order, Lizette?
I have been making several attempts to get us to decide that we have on our board a Washington, D.C. ANC who is the equivalent of an elected public official, which is against our bylaws, and I would like to at least read the motion for the record.
Lizette, we're going to be meeting regularly from now on Thursday nights on the phone.
Right.
And I would suggest that if you submit that motion in writing to the board, it'll be put on an agenda, and if you do it 7 days in advance of a meeting, it'll come up at that meeting. So I would respectfully ask you to do it that way. We have very little time here, and we've got two items that we've got to take care of before we leave.
Talking about the next meeting.
Yeah, so if you send it to the board list, we'll put it on the agenda.
Can we get more of a report out, please? We're here all weekend, and all we get is one sentence.
Because we didn't... That's right. That's it. That's what you get. I'm sorry. We will perhaps report more information in the future, but that's all we're prepared to report out today. Let's go on to the question of committees now. Committee assignments.
Get the report.
I don't think we have to.
Let's have the report.
There's no time. You guys have to check out. Your ride's coming. People have to get
that was the report.
We're getting overtime right now. Just we're supposed to have been out of here. Everything's very tightly structured with the hotel. It's okay, but how soon do you think we'll be done here?
Well, we have to.
People have to have flights.
People have to start leaving 20 minutes? At 1:30, so okay. we have to close.
Can we do 20 minutes?
I just wanted to check because we cannot run too much further.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't know about the overtime. Okay, go.
Okay, so I have a motion. I know we have the audit committee motion. My motion is like very, very quick. That the PNB restores the programming committee per its previous composition of, well, sorry, to the composition of no more than two directors from each local station area and two delegates from, did I just get that? Sorry. That we're bringing, the motion will restore a programming committee to the PNB. That committee shall consist of up to two directors from each station and two delegates from each local station area.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order?
Didn't you just tell the other director we don't have time to do this kind of thing, and here you're letting another director?
No. The next order of business on our open session agenda was committees and committee assignments. So,
point of order, Madam Chair.
Point of order. What is your point of order?
Our bylaws establish the programming committee and its makeup. Existence of the programming committee and its makeup. This motion is unnecessary. The chair can rule that the programming committee is as specified in the bylaws.
I rule that the programming committee is as specified in the bylaws.
That's fine. That's fine.
does anyone have any questions about the committees?
I believe it has been made into a task force. That has been passed by the PNB. I challenge the chair.
It's not in the bylaws.
Fine, but the PNB passed it being a task force. If you want to go back to something else, you have to do all that stuff. Sorry. Can't just wave a magic wand as to which,
Are you challenging the ruling? Excuse me, are you challenging the ruling of the chair? Is there a second to the challenge?
Second.
All right. The chair, in her defense, says that the bylaws have the programming committee in there as a regular committee. Although the PMB chose to have the programming committee be a task force in the past, that change was not codified in the bylaws, and so we do not violate the bylaws by reestablishing the program committee as a committee.
Point of information.
I think it's just fine. Okay, that's my ruling. And when we take a vote on this, you will be asked to uphold the chair or not. Rodrigo.
I can ask this after. Well, let's go to the board.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this issue? No.
Point of information. Which PMB motions do we honor and which ones do we not honor?
Did Rodrigo call the question? I'm sorry. I didn't. I apologize. All those in favor of closing debate, please raise your hands.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, those I voted. Those Those opposed to closing debate.
1, 2 abstentions.
Okay.
And 2 abstentions.
1 abstention. All right.
Yeah, got them.
Okay.
Why don't you say it for the public so they know?
2 members present and not voting. Will the secretary read the vote, please?
12 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention, 2 present not voting.
Okay.
Point of information.
That was to uphold the chair? What was that? No, that was to close debate. Okay. All those in favor of upholding the ruling of the chair, please raise your hands. Which was that we don't need to do a big deal to reestablish the programming committee. It's in the bylaws.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Thank you. Those opposed?
1, 2.
And 2 present not voting. Abstentions 1. Okay. Now, we have to look at the committee list and see if there's... Where is the committee list? Is there a need to
May I?
Who's got the committee list?
It's going around, but I want to suggest that I'll just send people the results on email. That we'll just send people the results on email, and if there are any elections that need to be held, we'll get that started. But that we really need to move to the audit committee.
Benito.
However, we choose to do it.
I think maybe we need to make some provision for modifications of the committee sign-in sheet. Now that we know that the programming committee has been reconstituted,
it's there.
Okay. George, did you have a chance to sign the committee list? Thank you.
Folks are working on it. Everyone will get it.
Okay. Come, it's right here. So, point of order.
I think that what is in order here is for Serene is to determine if there are any committees that require an election, even though there are 2. The motion said if there are 3 or more. And that should be announced, I think, at this meeting so that we can make arrangements for an email vote.
Okay. So sometime over this weekend, we can... Let me just say what happened. What happened was that this body adopted a rule that had been in place previously but had not been in place this past year and maybe for other years. Would you please stop talking? I'm sorry. That the bylaw language that says at least 1 PMB member on each committee meant that there could be 2. If 3, there could be more, and we set the limit at 2. If 3 members from a local station, from any of the stations, wanted to be on a committee, then there would have to be a vote to determine which of the 2 would be on the committee. When I get the list back, I'll see if that is the situation, and we'll figure out how to deal with that. But right now, I think we need to move on to the request from the audit committee. And I don't know if anybody has that motion. Oh, it's in the book. Yeah. What?
Use the mic.
I'm sorry. We had agreed at some point that we would set up a small task force to look into the question of Spanish language program across the 5 stations, recall. And that isn't on the list. May I add it and ask people who are interested in that to join?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. now we're going to go on. Did you find the motion from the audit committee? It's in the book.
You should ask if there's a member of the audit committee who can present the motion and motivate it.
Well, Lawrence, you want to do that? Do you have show? Give it to him so he can have it in front of him.
I'm still looking.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, they might
come before.
I know.
Lawrence KPFK. I know that the first order is the retention of the present auditor, the recommendation from the committee that we retain the audit services of, I can't remember the name.
Arminino LLP.
Arminino, right.
So that's the first motion.
Okay. So the first motion from the audit committee is that we retain the services of Arminino LLP. They did our audit for the first time last year for 2012, and that we retain them for 2013. Let me ask if any board member objects to this motion. Are there any objections? Is there any need for discussion on it? I see none. Let me back up. Is there a second to the motion? Okay. Now let me ask if there is any opposition to the motion. Hearing none, it shall be ordered. Thank you very much. Is there another? I don't think we need to deal with anything
else.
What? Okay, let's. Okay. They're still working on the sheets.
Okay, ready for the second one?
Sure.
So the second one is. So the second one is the audit committee urges the PNB to take immediate steps in the furtherance of our recommendation.
Okay, so we did that. We just passed it.
Okay. The third motion is the audit committee wishes to remind the PNB that it is highly recommended to have a CFO in place for the audit to proceed.
Point of order.
Yeah.
That's not in the form of a motion.
That's not a motion. That's advice. That's a reminder to the PNB. Okay. So we're duly reminded. Thank you.
And that's it.
Thank you very much.
Point of information on the second one. Lawrence. Hello. Lawrence.
Hey, Kim, I didn't recognize you. You have to wait.
Point of information.
What is your question, Kim? It goes through the chair. You don't get to ask
them. Point of information.
What is your question, Kim?
What was the second one? Because the second one required action by you, Margie.
The second one was urging us to adopt the first motion as expeditiously as possible. Since we had already passed it, I didn't think there was any need to.
It means you need to contact the audit firm and tell him we would like to employ him.
No worries.
I think our executive director would do that.
Yeah. We'll take care of it.
The audit committee really actually does that.
Okay. That's fine.
So, Madam Chair?
After the PNB approves.
The PNB has approved. It will be taken care of. Yes.
So the auditor will be contacted.
That's right.
Okay.
No worries. Okay. Lucette.
My learned friend, he mentioned something about recommendations suggesting that we don't have a CFO.
No, that we have the audit committee was simply reminding the PNB that it's important to have a CFO in place when
for the audit.
That's all. That's the whole thing. Wasn't even a stressful discussion. Okay.
That's why I picked it up.
Thank you. Well, so where is the committee list now?
Lydia, I'm sorry, we need the list.
Lydia, I need to sign up again.
We just added a task force.
I'd like to be signed up for that task force.
We don't need to. Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. Brian, recognized for a point of order.
Task forces have unlimited membership.
That's
board
right.
Members can join them at any time.
That's right.
Those do not need to be resolved at this meeting.
That's right. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, dear. Sorry. So are there any circumstances where there are three?
But the task force can do that later.
Yeah.
Okay. Personnel. There are three of us.
Oh, good Lord.
Governance, there are three.
Where's Angela?
I don't actually have a ride yet to the Reagan Airport.
Oh, you didn't. Angela didn't set it up for you.
No.
Okay.
Does anybody go in and have an extra room?
What time's your flight?
About 4:30.
Mine's at 3:30. I can show you how to get there on the train. We can go together.
I can get on the train.
It's a 20-minute run.
Pardon me?
20-minute run.
No.
It's the same time by cab.
American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to adjourn in about 5 minutes, and then we'll solve. Okay, I'm going to suggest. Right. Okay.
At what point of the agenda are we?
We're determining what to do about committee assignments. We have, I think it's three committees where there are three directors from the same signal, what do you call it, station, who want to be on the committee. And that, and in the process we adopted, that requires a vote by this body to select who should be on. So Serene is going to make a proposal.
Okay, so I think we should also announce the candidates at this time so folks
are
clear.
Absolutely.
The first section where we have three directors would be the Personnel Committee, WBAI, with Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, and Serene Roberts. So we'll need to have an election there.
Let's do that one.
No, we have to do it.
Can we just wait?
We have to do it. We have to do it.
Yeah,
but
George.
We have to leave.
Goodbye. It was great.
Safe travel.
Be good. Be happy.
Okay. So we'll use whatever process was utilized previously. The ballots will be emailed to the full board, and you then get to either email your ballot back as an attachment that is stripped off and printed before it's open, or by snail mail if you wish.
I think you should ask, you should read out the people who are nominated, ask if any of them want to withdraw.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Okay.
WBAI, Personnel, Serene, well, I'm doing it in order written. Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, Serene Roberts. Anyone want, Janet, please? Anyone want to withdraw? There are three of us interested in Personnel. Anyone want to withdraw? Okay, so there'll be an election there. WPFW, in governance, we have Benito and Tony and Luzette. Either of you, any of you three wish to withdraw?
I will withdraw, and for the record, I'm not going to compete against somebody who should not be on this board. And that is Tony Norman.
I think it would be a good idea to not name members.
I will not be.
Okay.
I just made my point.
Thank you.
Programming. We have WPFW. We have Luzette, Jim Brown, and Benito. Would any of you like to withdraw? No pressure.
From programming.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, programming for the committee?
The programming committee.
Did I put my name there?
No.
We are talking about PFW.
As I read it, you want to come double check and see if you intended something different? That's where I see it. You want to come take a quick look?
Yeah.
Let's see where she intended to write her name. To be clear.
Sometimes.
You're here. Did you mean to be here in Personnel?
Personnel.
Okay. Oh, that's before. It's below the line.
That's okay.
Okay, so we no longer have an issue there. And we're good. We'll have to have that one election for Personnel among three WBI directors.
Okay.
You're good. Everything is good.
Yeah.
Life is good.
I am not competing for
only two directors. No. There's just one.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
For finance, where only one director is allowed because the bylaws are specific about the composition, we have Lydia Brazon, KPFK, Lydia Brazon, and Kim Kaufman.
Chair, I actually meant to put my name there, but I didn't see it.
You meant to put your name where?
Finance. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll have to do an election there. Tony Norman is also there.
Take it off.
I'm sorry.
Take it off.
She's not going to compete against Tony.
Okay. Well, her name isn't on, so I don't have to.
I'm saying don't do it.
I got you. Gotcha.
Don't do it.
Okay, so we're looking at an election for finance, for KPFK, We can have one director. We have Lydia Brazan and Kim Kaufman. Either of you wish to withdraw your candidacy? Okay. So then we will probably have to have an election unless she indicates by email, and I'll specifically ask her that question. I'll copy the full board. Okay.
I want to notice something. Notice the finance committee, because it's a great feature user. He did. Okay, he asked me that he didn't.
It doesn't matter.
Wait, I'm sorry.
It's the national finance.
What's the problem?
He is graduate and he put his name.
Well, if he removed his name, it's not an issue. We're good. Okay, we're good. All good.
Thank you. Very good. I think that in view of the time and what... Let's see. I think we covered everything that was urgently required of us. Oh, meeting time. Directors, please, may I have your attention?
Please explain it to her afterwards. Okay.
The PMB normally holds telephone meetings on the second and fourth Thursdays. The next Thursday, this coming up Thursday, the day before Valentine's Day, is the second Thursday, and we would be required to meet that night. I am proposing that we not meet that night and that we meet the following Thursday, which is the 20th. It may mean that we will have two meetings in a row, but thank you. But that's my proposal. Is there any objection to this? Lydia.
I just want to clarify. The schedule for the year is set every year by the new board.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be having a second meeting.
Got it.
This year for the whole year. We have to
right.
determine that. We can add
so we'll make sure that we'll make sure that item
so
is on the agenda.
Just for
okay.
the coming meeting.
So is there any objection to not meeting on Thursday, February 13th? Thank you. Seeing no objections, so ordered. Thank you all very much.
And wait. You just called a meeting for the 20th, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes, and I called a meeting for the 20th. Is there any objection to meeting on February 20th?
Starting at
8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time.
So 2:20 and what day?
Only February.
We don't know. On February 20th, we will determine, at that meeting, we will determine the schedule for the year, okay? Okay? We might, but we don't have to. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just a quick question. Do you know when the next in-person meeting is going to be?
No, we don't have. That will be determined by the board. The board will decide. All right, I think that's it. Thank you all very much. I appreciate your patience. You're a lovely crowd out there. And we'll see you next time. I'm sorry. I move to adjourn. Is there any objection?
We're back.
Hearing none, we're adjourned.
I don't believe I have...